Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was thinking about this a lot today and listening to how people are talking about the Cavs going into the playoffs, and specifically how people are still stung and wounded by how the Cavs lost in the playoffs last year. Does last year's playoff loss still bug you the way it bugs me?
Yeah, it was brutal. I remember I was watching it, a bunch of it. I was in Pittsburgh for the weekend and watched, I think, two of the games I wound up watching there. And I was really pissed off because there was in the sports book in Pittsburgh and was wagering on the Cavaliers. And it was just, it was tough, dude. It was really tough.
So part of my frustration or concern going into these playoffs is 100% tied in the last year. There's just no way to even deny it. That's in the back of our mind. Every time we watch this team lose an inexplicable game in the second half, that's what we thought about. Can I also tell you, though, you know what the other thing that's on my mind is the Cavs going to the playoffs?
What's that?
The Browns' disappointing playoff appearance this year. And you know what made me think about it was the fact that both games were the first playoff game. Like for the Cavs, you're the 1 p.m. game. For the Browns, what were they, the Saturday at 4:30 game? And the whole, and I actually heard somebody use the logic about the Cavs. I saw somebody on social media use the logic we have that we used for the Browns. Well, I want to be the first playoff game so I can sit back and enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Except the opposite happened. And the Browns lost, and the rest of that first round of the playoffs were friggin' miserable. I heard them say the same thing about this game. I want that first game to get out of the way so I can just, like, be happy about the Cavs and just... I think that's the craziest thing in the world. Because the reality is, like, if you ask me right now, and I'll ask you in a moment, if you said, which playoff disappointment do I expect to be learned from or improved upon... The Cavs from last year or the Browns in 2024, I don't know. Because there's four answers. It's either the Cavs will avenge their playoff loss, and you expect that. It's the Browns will avenge their most recent one in January. Both or neither?
Well, the one with the Browns is interesting because I don't know that even if they win that game, we had any expectations. That was just like...
It's like house money.
Correct, because you had Joe Flacco playing, and you know, just to even get there in that situation was pretty impressive, right? And you know, maybe you win that game, and we see what happens. But like, I didn't expect them to do much of anything because Deshaun was hurt. So I don't really feel like you have to avenge it. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't sting. Yeah, how they lost stings.
I think, and I was one of those people. I thought you had the perfect first round matchup. It was a young team, rookie quarterback, first year head coach. That was a team that honestly was just a great team and maybe was short on talent in some ways, looking on the defensive side of it. Like they had a bunch of role players kind of showing up. And in the playoffs, you expect role players to kind of just be role players. So, like, I thought the Browns were guaranteed to go to the second round. And I think that's what makes it, like, I think last year, and I, by the way, felt the same way about the Cavs. Going into last year, I was so cocky. I thought the Knicks were a good regular season team, but I thought they were the kind of team that has been the Knicks. Really good regular season under Thibodeau, and then you go into the playoffs and get skunked. It was the Cavs that got skunked. 216-474-0092. Which playoff disappointment do you expect to actually be avenged? The Cavs avenging last year's loss to the Knicks, the Browns this next season, avenging the playoff loss to the Texans, neither or both. I think both.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Both have a chance. This could also be neither. Because the problem is, like, the problem with this team is everything we've talked about all show. The problem with the Browns is the reason why the biggest doubt is still the quarterback spot. You know, like, and it's funny because my biggest doubt from last year was, is JB, like, is he built for this? And then we went out of the playoffs and then got outcoached by Tibbs. And then, you know, it was, do these guys fit together? Do they have enough shooting? So they still have, by the way, they have more talent than they did last year. But they still have a problem with physicality, and the rotations are still an issue. Oh, and who's going to defer Darius or Donovan?
Well, that's a big question.
Like, do you think this year's matchup is an easier matchup than last year?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't think that the Magic are as physical. I don't think they're as well coached. And I don't think the Cavaliers are intimidated by the Orlando Magic.
So I like that last line you said. I do think, I think the Knicks did something to the Cavs last year. I think the Knicks snatched the Cavs' soul. And I don't know that the Cavs have ever properly recovered. Because every time they played together, they look like the team that got the crap kicked out of them. That's heavy-handed. Look like the team that got run over and bullied by the Knicks. The only time that they looked like the best version of themselves, unbeatable, was when half of their best players were out.
True.
And I think, I actually agree with you, by the way. I do think the Magic are the better. I think the number one reason why I think the Cavs, why I'm not preparing for disappointment. I'm really apprehensive. I'm super anxious. I do not trust this Cavs team at all right now, but that's what this round is for to me. But to me, that's where we are. The Cavs have to earn your trust, and the only way you earn your trust is if you just win this series or if you make them look like the Knicks made you look last year.
That would be amazing, and we would have more confidence going into that series against Boston if they do that. If you go and gentlemen sweep the Magic, this show is going to be rah-rah. We're going to be pumped up and... Yeah, it could change once we get into the series against Boston, but going into it, we're going to think we have a chance.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah.
Because I really have debated what's best for the Cavs. A quick series where they just make quick work of Orlando, and then you have a little bit more time to rest and recuperate, but maybe you don't have enough time together playing healthy before Boston, or whether a series where maybe you play six or seven games, but yet that gives you more time to find your footing together, whether that actually might be the best thing. 9 times out of 10, I say get through the series as quick as possible because health and injuries make such a difference this time of year, right? It's no coincidence that the best team in the NBA more often than not doesn't win because unless they're the healthiest team as well. That's what made the Golden State thing, like it didn't matter how healthy Golden State was. But by the way, they weren't healthy against Toronto. Toronto was healthier. Toronto wins.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.